Hey, good afternoon, you guys. It's a beautiful Sunday morning, November 1st, 2020, 3 days from my birthday. had to throw that in there. But listen, I want to talk to you today about what does it profit a man to gain the whole world, but he loses his soul. I was recently looking at an interview, with Floyd Money Mayweather. And people are on the blogs talking about, maybe he was referring to one of his ex-lovers or his ex-wife. Her name was Josie. But the thing is he said that he's gained everything in the world that he's ever wanted, but he would trade it all in for this woman to come back on the earth. Now, when a man tells you how he feels from his heart, believe him. And I believe every word he said because, money is not the end all. A lot of people are deceived by money. It's the love of money. That's the root of all evil. It's not actually money. Money is just a tool we use, to exchange for goods, for services, for homes, for cars, things we want, clothes, whatever. But it's the love of money and the greed and the selfishness and the covetousness where people want things, and they it never ends. It's like you get something, but that doesn't satisfy you. Then you want something else. Then you want something else. That's what it is. That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about gaining the whole world. But then you lose your soul. And lose your soul is to lose your relationship with God. That's losing your soul. Losing God is the biggest loss you could ever have in your life. It's not losing so much a spouse or losing a friend, a loved one. That's not it. When you lose God, you've lost everything. And if you don't believe this is true, go ahead. Lose everything you got. Just like, in the Bible, where Job, he lost everything. He lost his wife. He lost his kids. He lost his money. He lost his friends. He almost lost his mind. The devil put all kinds of diseases and sicknesses on him. He lost everything. But God said, don't touch him. And then, as soon as he repented to God and loved on God and prayed for his friends, God gave him back not only a new family, he gave him a new wife, new kids, more money than he's ever had before, because he didn't lose God. So, people haven't went through that extreme of losing, everything, but it makes you appreciate God. It makes you appreciate his love, his concern for you. So I want you all to remember that. What would it profit you to have, everything you wanted? Say like you wanted to, be the owner of a multi-billion dollar real estate company, and you wanted your name in the lights and your name's on a skyscraper in every major city. Everyone in the world knows who you are. You have notoriety. You have the VIP treatment everywhere you go, every hotel you go to, every business you walk into, people recognize you. They love you. They don't say nothing but good things about you. What if you had that status? What if you had that and you had all the cars, all the homes you wanted, You had everything that you ever could even dream of or imagine, but then, you lose your soul. So that's what I mean. Just imagine having it all. And that's what most people have done. They've imagined having it all. But without God, that's a bad image. That's a bad look. That's an emptiness that you don't want. So come back to the source. Love the source. Love God. God is love. He wants you to have all these things, but he wants you to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, because you'll find then that he is the only thing that will make your life complete. It's not a person, it's not a place, it's not a thing. It's him. And we were made by him. So this is a mystery that only a few can accept. But will you accept this? I hope so. I sure will.